Who thought of the phrase buttload? And like, what does that mean?
Great question. I'm assuming the phrase buttload came from Arnold Buttload in the 1930s. And he actually brought over a lot of the kind of paper that we use. And it was a buttload. It was Professor Buttload. Like, he came over on
it was like, oh, a boat like with a bunch
of paper.
Load.
And that's kind of the paper we know today. Yeah. Am I frozen?
No, but could
you have questions?
Can you hear me?
Do you have questions about? Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay.
Do you have any questions about Arthur Butthole, Buttful, Buttload?
No, I'm just saying it's stupid because if you were like wanting to imply that something's a lot, you'd be like, oh, a truckload, or like a
no
something
well,
that has a lot.
How,
like what is
how,
a buttload? Like that butts aren't like not like
they're not
mass
like
in quantity.
Massive. Well, like I think because everything is all about perspectives, it's like, oh, like you can fit a. I personally, for me, I have a lot on my plate right now. There's a lot in my butt. I have got a lot in my butt right now. The load in my butt is
but
massive.
When you're
right
saying butt load, that implies that everyone would be having a lot in their butt right now, which I don't think we can assume like that.
It's important to break down language. I think language is so nuanced. And when you
Why
break
are you
down
talking
language,
like you're on the Calm app.
I don't know. I'm feeling a lot of clarity on my end right now.
I don't know if
I'm feeling a buttload of
clarity or truly like, I don't know if it's a Zoom or you, like you're talking completely differently.
People change. People.
Is there a way you could go back to, is there a way you could go back to the way you spoke in the other podcasts?
Our previous podcast. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah. You're okay. Freaking me out.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, we can. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast. I just want to get ahead of it. I want to get ahead of the buttload of allegations that are going to come our way. We are remote again this week. I apologize for that. I know last week was probably it was a struggle for all involved. I don't think there was one person in my personal life that wasn't affected by the struggle of our Zoom recording last week. We've adapted. We've overcome. We've changed. We evolved. Rattle them off. But now we're doing a new format, and I think this is going to be better. I'm excited about this. I feel better.
I don't think it was that bad last week.
I think I had a lot of technical, because I was on speakerphone with Brooke. I explained this last week. I was on a speakerphone, so I was hearing you and me twice. Mm-hmm. So for me personally, like, it was hard to get stuff out.
Got it.
Yeah. And I'm excited for where we've ended up this week. I'm at home in Texas at my parents' house because my dog selfishly decided that my family dog decided that now he's gonna move on. He's gonna move forward with passing on. It's okay.
Sorry, Tom.
Did you just laugh?
No, it's okay. You're being funny, but I'm so sorry. That is like truly the worst thing in the world.
Oh, it's losing so yesterday. I texted you, but yesterday I just like my parents left, and then my dog was just like wobbling around, and he's just like so old. I like sat on the ground and like cried with him, and it was just crazy. And then I just like, and then he's just like completely fine. He's just old now, and now I'm like, damn, I was kind of like cried too early. So now I'm like embarrassed.
So
but
he has some time left.
I think he does. So full transparency, on Friday I went to a wedding. My parents were coming to the wedding, and it was in Austin, and my mom came, and she was like, oh, your dad's going to stay home. Like, well, first of all, I was taking a bath, and I don't take baths often. So when my mom started calling me.
You were taking a bath at the wedding?
Before the wedding. So this was like, I got in on Friday morning. I was taking a bath.
Okay.
Splish, splash. And my mom's calling me. It's Epsom salt bath. You know, I was really in the zone. I'm like, okay, a lot of travel. I'm going to take this bath. My mom calls me five times. So I text her, obviously, what do you say to your mom when she calls you five times? You know, get a hint. And then obviously, of course, my dog, like, it was tragic. Mm-hmm. She's like, he is like fully paralyzed, like can't move. And he like, we don't know what we're going to do. Dad's going to stay home. I'm going to come to the wedding. I was like, oh my God, I got to like go ordain my friend's wedding. And this is also like so exactly what happened the last time my family dog died, except
I thought your last one got hit by a bus.
Yes. So it's actually not the same at all in any way, but it was kind of the same sort of like vague. We had somewhere to be, and it was going to, so like the last time this happened, when my family dog died, I was like starting on varsity soccer for the first time ever. And it was like freshman or sophomore year of high school. And then my cousin texts me, I heard your dog got hit by an 18-wheeler as I'm putting in my shin guards in the bathroom before I went out to play. And I was like,
surely this was Logan.
Oh, it was Logan, cousin Logan. And I was like, huh? And I like locked my phone. I put it away and I go out in the field and my mom comes to the game, no makeup. And I was like, oh my God. She's always, you know,
right,
full glam.
Decked out.
And decked out to the nines. And I was like, oh, there must be some truth to that. Obviously, I could not perform. And I got moved back down to junior varsity.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So then I'm like, oh, crap, I got to shake this before I go ordain my friend's wedding, because I'm gonna be out of the game a little bit. I'm going to get moved back down to JV. But I was like, crap, it's their wedding, so whatever. And then my dog ended up like, also, he was at the vet. They gave him, he wasn't pooping. Okay, what time stamp for poop this week? I can't tell him in a minute.
I don't have the
it was early.
Timer, but probably less than five.
Less than five. We've six.
Six.
Hey, that's good for us. I think
the voice of Izzy before. From beyond. It's the hard. I God. Think the tricky thing about Zoom is I can't, like, we talk at the same time more because I don't know if you can hear me speaking.
I can't.
Can you? But you're just choosing to talk. The second I start speaking, one of us starts speaking at the same time. Does that make sense?
Is there a delay?
I don't know.
Sorry. I'm going to pause longer when I talk. But anyways,
okay, we'll do long pauses.
Yeah. So that's what he went in for. And then they were like, we're going to give him this shot that's going to make him poop immediately. Like, he's paralyzed. Just like couldn't move his whole body. But he's like crying. Freaky. And then he like made a full recovery. I think that whatever, it was just like a temporary side effect of the shot. But I am home at my parents' house because of his age, and I don't know when the next time I'll be able to see him is, if ever. Not to start this out on this note, I think we'll have fun today, because there's only up or down from here, whatever one's easiest and more fun, whatever direction is.
It's weird. Like, all of my friends have really old family dogs, myself included. And like half of them at this point, I would say, have left us.
Yeah.
A small bit are about to leave, and then the other, there's a few that are still kicking it. So,
yep, it's so weird. If it always
they'll be in my prayers.
Yeah, it's like not me having an old dog. I'm not supposed to have an old dog, old lumpy dog. I'm not. That's not. He's not old. It's weird because the last time I was home, he was like still acting like a puppy.
And then I guess it actually makes sense because I got our old family dog when we were in high school, like when I was like junior or senior in high school. So I bet subconsciously our parents were like, oh, we have a child leaving, we better get another one. And that's why everybody our age is currently dealing with the old dog epidemic.
It is an old dog epidemic. And like, yeah, it's not looking like Saki's going to beat Bobby at this point.
But we don't know how old Bobby really was.
Now I'm really
fraudulent claims and such.
No, I'm really on like the side of Guinness World Record book being like, yeah, strip that title, because that did not happen. That right. Shouldn't be Saki's. That should be my dog Saki's, who is like completely blind as well as deaf. And like, I'm like, oh my
God. Yeah. But he's 14.
Yeah.
I feel like, he's old, but I feel like 16 is when you're like, wow, they're still kicking it, huh?
I mean, I don't know. Now I'm like looking at him. I'm like, he's not unhappy. I mean, I can't tell if he's unhappy, but he doesn't seem like he's still kind of a dick, and he's always been a dick.
Really?
You know, he's kind of like, he's like, sees when we go in the kitchen, still kind of at some capacity, and like It like makes noise for food, like begs still. And like, I don't know. He kind of does his own thing. He's never like cuddled or anything. So it's not like, I'm like, oh, now he can no longer get on the couch. He kind of doesn't. He wants to be in the same room as you, but not on you. Like Max wants to be like on you, touching you while you're in the room and anyone.
He's more of a Frankie.
He keeps his distance. He's a little aloof by design.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe he's not a dick. Maybe he's just an introvert.
That's true. I was quick to judge.
No worries.
But anywho, that's why we're remote. We obviously just hit a full hour of technical difficulties.
Yes.
After I said, I feel like this is going to be smooth sailing.
Mm-hmm.
But it feels like now we've got no delay, I feel like, because we're not.
No. And it's one of those things like when you leave your backpack on the train and then you get it back. That's what I feel right now. I feel like we've just gotten the backpack back. So nothing could get worse.
No. I mean, that was tough. You're right. It just put things in perspective completely.
Yeah. Hey guys, we're going to take a quick break to thank one of today's sponsors, Vume. Have you ever tried to break a bad habit and felt like you're climbing Everest in flip-flops? Yeah, we've been there too. But here's a breath of fresh air. Vume. It's not about giving up. It's about switching up. I love that attitude.
Vume takes your habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. Vume is an innovative, award-winning flavored air device that does just that. Instead of vapor, Vume uses flavored air, okay? Instead of electronics, Vume is completely natural, okay? And instead of harmful chemicals, Vume uses delicious flavors like crisp mint and grapefruit, okay?
You get it. Instead of bad, Vume is good. It's a habit you're free to enjoy and makes replacing your bad habit easy. Your Vume comes with an adjustable airflow dial and is designed with movable parts and magnets for fidgeting, giving your fingers a lot to do, which is helpful for de-stressing and anxiety while breaking your habit.
I need stuff to do with my fingers all the time.
Yeah.
We started with the fidget spinners, we had the sensory slugs, now Vume. I was pretty surprised by the taste too. It's more flavorful. You know, I was thinking it also feels fresh. Plus, Vume just released a magnetic stand for your Vume. So there's no more losing it around the house, okay? It's built with fidgeting in mind. You can spin your Vume around on it.
Start the year off right with the good habit by going to tryfume.com/BNC and getting the journey pack today. Vume is giving listeners of the show 10% off when they use code BNC to help make starting the good habit that much easier. Sometimes you need to leave your backpack on the train.
Sometimes you need to leave your backpack on the train and take the boat to work.
Yep. Amen, brother.
That phrase didn't catch on as much as I thought it was going to online over the past week. I really thought that was going to be a... Like,
which one?
Take the boat to work.
Oh, I didn't have high hopes for that one.
Oh, okay. I really was like, oh, like I couldn't stop saying it after the first time.
Take the boat to work?
Oh, we've talked about this for 10 minutes.
No, I know we talked about that, but I don't remember you like making a saying of it. It was just a conversation.
Oh, no, it's a saying. It's like the putting in a lot of effort to get to work when it's like not a high return for me. Like, I don't want to work hard to get somewhere to work. You know, like it should be, you know, working from home makes so much sense because like I hate work, you know, like I'm not a hard worker. So like, and I certainly don't want to go to work. But when you throw in the whole thing was like a boat seems glorious. But if a boat is your commute to work, no.
Okay, either I had completely missed the message or forget the conversation.
Okay.
I remember talking about the boat to work.
Because people ferry from like Brooklyn.
Yeah, yeah.
Manhattan.
Yeah. I guess I wasn't thinking about the implications.
I know. I just think, you know, because it sounds cool in practice. Like, yeah, I take a boat every day
to work. You thought that was going to be the next I have purse?
Not I have purse, but just kind of like a new outlook. Like maybe I was like Jay Shetty, you know, with that, like taking the boat to work.
Oh,
but like
my God,
a fun.
I had no idea.
Yeah. It's embarrassing to say that I really thought that I did something and no one else remembers it. So
no, I don't remember shit, Connor. It's actually horrifying.
Oh, you and me both.
That's actually my new nightmare. Izzy was in it, actually. You know how my usual stress dream is like I'm driving and the brakes don't work? But this time it was, I went on a trip and I was like in London and Italy. And then all of a sudden I was on the plane in Korea And I was going Korea to LAX, and I was next to Itzy, and I was like, wait, like, why am I not remembering any of the Korea trip? And she was showing me pictures of of me and her in Korea on her phone. And she was like, we did this, we did this, we did this. And I was like, holy shit. Like, the last thing I remember was us in Italy. So like, I literally, like I didn't have a huge chunk of my memory was missing.
That's scary.
Of us in Korea. So that's my new stress dream, which is sweet.
Oh, no. You were really taking the boat to work when you were in Korea.
You could say that again.
That must have been really hard. That's actually, no, that's genuinely horrible and scary.
Yeah.
It's so weird. My dad's downstairs. Like, ever since, and this is, like, you talked about a flight. Ever since I talked about, like, being scared on planes, a lot of people have been like, I just got that too. And now it seems like, I know I'm like hyper aware of it. Now it seems like every freaking thing on the news is like Boeing 787. Mm-hmm. Did you hear about the guy? There was I'm scared to even say it. I don't know if we talked about it.
I'm flying tomorrow.
No. It's fine. It's fine. I'm also flying potentially tomorrow. But there was a whistleblower.
I mean, mark my words, there's going to be about 18 different Boeing documentaries on every single streaming platform by the end of the year.
A lot of people are going to be mad. A lot of people are going to die.
Are we always on a Boeing?
No, sometimes we're on an Airbus, like 330s. An Airbus, that's the plane you want to take. I think there's a lot of regulatory practices.
Let me tell you what I'm taking tomorrow.
You can look up and see like what kind of plane it is.
Yeah.
You know, 737 Airbus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me tell you right now. I actually, how do you do so?
I think when you click on your boarding pass, it should say flight number and then type of aircraft.
Boarding pass?
Maybe it's on there. If not,
I wouldn't say it's on my boarding. Oh, where's my plane?
It should tell you type of plane, I think.
Hey, I'll let you know when I get there.
Yeah, man, please.
How was the ordaining?
Yeah. Wait, when did we talk last? I think last time we talked, if I could start back then, I would love to. Because I had a couple things happen on the rest of my New York trip that I want to touch on.
Oh, yeah.
Because we recorded early last week. I'll just talk while you find your aircraft type.
No, I'm not going to be able to find it, I don't think.
Well, I think it's either a Boeing or an Airbus. And the Airbuses, I think, are like, they run a tight ship.
Right. Well, let's pray I'm on an Airbus.
I'm sure you are. I think that they're kind of swapping out the planes right now because of how much commotion is happening in the Boeing space.
I'm on flight B6. Do you think it's B for Boeing?
I think that's your terminal, right? Or your gate?
No.
It's a B6? Oh, maybe B6 is like a G6.
B6-10-2010 is my flight number.
Oh, that's your flight number. Don't tell people your flight number.
I'll be there by the time this comes out.
Oh, yeah. B6. Your flight number is not your aircraft type, though.
Right.
What are you flying?
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe it is.
Well, you know what? I'm going to look this up.
Let's move on.
I have.
Really?
No, it's going to bug me. What?
B6, 2010.
Okay. I mean, I'm praying it's an Airbus 36. What time of plane?
A Boeing 6, Boeing. I keep thinking of Boeing Yang.
No, wait. What airline are you flying?
JetBlue,
it's an Airbus. You're having an Airbus. Yes.
That's so exciting. Oh, my God. I'll send you pictures.
Oh, I love JetBlue. JetBlue, yeah. Like, really stepping up.
That's my favorite
up.
Airline.
Yeah, I think so, too. I've never flown Mint.
I flew Mint once. I'll never, ever forget it.
Good or bad?
Awesome. Like, beyond belief. Having to go back to the non-Mint seats, coach. Truly, I would recommend. What'd you say?
Did your AC just turn on?
No, did it?
Like, it sounds like there's a large. It sounds like there's an Airbus B6 in your apartment right now.
I don't know. My AC's not on.
It could have been me, I guess. What happened on Mint? What happened on your Mint flight?
It was beyond exceptional. It's just like truly being able to lie down flat makes the world of difference. Because I fall asleep on planes, but I'm also waking up every 6 seconds due to XYZ, neck pain, back pain, turbulence, this, that. You don't have any of that when you're lying flat. You could fully sleep from the second you recline to the second the plane lands. Uninterrupted. I slept in Mint better than I've ever slept in my own bed.
Oh, yeah.
And I wake up and there's a meal in front of me.
Oh my God. You're giving me.
Did you hear something?
No.
Okay. I didn't know. There might've been an earthquake or something.
That gives me FBCs. No, that's how life is meant to be lived, is horizontal with a plate of food already there when you wake up. Wait, oh, why don't I slightly lift my body and turn on a movie and eat my hot meal?
I would recommend never doing a lie down experience if you ever again have to go back to coach, because it's like,
yeah,
knowing I would rather have never have loved than to have lost what I've lost.
I've only done that, I think, like twice. And it's you're right. It's better than your bed. I don't know for mm-hmm. what reason that's better. I guess because there's someone serving you food. And when you open up that little, kit, and there's like socks, putting on these socks. I already have socks on. I'm putting on these new socks.
Stick a face mask.
I'm doing all of it. I don't even, you know, some people are like, oh, cool. I'm like, I'm using every part of this kit.
I'm milking them for every penny I spent.
I'm shaving in the bathroom in the plane. I'm brushing my teeth. Oh, I have those little socks on. One thing that freaks me out that I really just can't get on board with is people that put those socks on, and because they have grip on, they're grippy socks mm-hmm. as well. And I think like you can put them, you know, and then I think the idea is that you throw them away.
Hey guys, we're going to take a quick break and thank a sponsor of today's episode, Skims. I want to tell you guys about my latest obsession, Skims underwear. It's the mm-hmm. Fits Everybody collection, and it's so stretchy and soft, and I literally forget that I'm wearing any.
There's truly nothing better than feeling good in your basics, and underwear is no exception.
I've been wearing Skims for months now, and the Fits Everybody collection is truly life-changing. It's so stretchy and soft, it just kind of melts onto your body, and you forget that you're wearing it. I love it and think everyone should experience this level of comfort.
Skims is creating the next generation of underwear for everybody.
My personal favorites are the triangle bralette and the boy short. These are good quality staple pieces that hold up well, look good, and feel good. The Fits Everybody collection of underwear is super lightweight and molds to your body. The buttery soft fabric stretches to twice its size without ever losing shape, meaning you get a perfect fit every time. It's available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X.
Believe the hype. Skims has over 100,000 five-star reviews for a reason. The Fits Everybody collection and more perfect fit essentials are available now at skims.com. Plus, you get free shipping on orders over $75. After you place your order, be sure to let them know we sent you, please. Select podcast in the survey and be sure to select our show in the drop-down menu that follows. Like after the flight, because you can walk, or you don't have to have your shoes on. But I see people go in the bathroom with them on. And there's still socks, I think.
I don't feel good about that.
Once they're out of the space of like their home, they're putting on these socks on a plane, which are made out of standard sock material. And then they're going into like a restroom that I may have missed in, you know?
I don't feel good about it. Yeah.
And you don't want pee sock.
And if you're going to miss in any bathroom, it's going to be that one.
It's easy. It's easy to. I'll say it. I also have an OCD. It's hard not to. And that's one where I don't sit to pee. I do stand to pee in the airplane bathroom. But crap. I lost it. Oh, my OCD thing is when I was a child, like it freaked me out to push the button when they go. It sucks. It sucks. The contents of the toilet just wherever they go. I don't know. And I have to close both my ears as soon as I push the button until it goes away. I've done that for my entire life. Yes. Same thing with air hand dryers.
Yeah, I can understand that. They are really strong.
Yeah. They'll suck that butt load right out of you.
They'll suck it out and through. What's the protocol on taking your shoes off on the plane, but you have socks on? That's fine, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
I wanted to make sure, because like I've always been a take my shoes off when I have socks on the plane kind of person. Yeah. And then I'll put my shoes on if I have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
But I've seen on TikTok some people like shitting on people for taking off their shoes, period. Even when they're socks.
I think if you're the kind of person, obviously, like if you medically have stank foot, mm-hmm. it's kind of like, oh, this is going to be bad. I think if it doesn't hurt anybody else, take your shoes off. If it is, you know, affecting other people, you gotta leave your shoes on.
You know, my feet don't smell.
That's nice. That's great.
No matter what I do.
That's like the one great quality.
Really pretty quality I have.
That's very ladylike.
The one ladylike, dainty, petite quality I have is that my feet never smell. Yeah, that's pretty.
I don't really either. I have had a situation where someone has my shoes will smell, but my feet do not smell unless I'm wearing shoes.
What do you
shoes.
Think made the shoes smell?
I know. I know, but the feet themselves, if you put your nose to the sole of my foot, you're not
going
to
smell
anything.
No, but what do you think made the shoes smell?
The sweat from my feet, I agree. But like my feet aren't holding any sweat on their person.
I don't believe you.
If I was in the studio, I'd have
I've smelled
my foot
your feet
in your
before.
Face right now.
I smelled your feet before.
Well, I get. Well,
you
we'll
told
see.
Me to.
I wish I could send you a smell from here. Right
I know.
Now.
They should be able to do that.
I would send a little litmus test of my foot to you. Via
I believe that they smell. I believe that they smell good now. I don't believe that you're on the same level of me as not having that foot
I was,
smell.
Never claimed to be on your same level. Never claimed. I just said they don't really stink. Like I think I could take my sock off on a plane too, and no one would know.
I believe
unless you
it.
Saw it.
Right. I do believe that. I'm just saying, if you go on a run, I'm saying if I literally ran 15 miles, my feet wouldn't smell.
We need to test this. Okay. We really, for real, need to test this.
I don't know what it is.
I would love to. Let's do this. Let's test it. I want to put a bookmark in. I want to put a pin in this, and I want to test this foot smell theory because I want to believe you. I want to believe you so bad, but I really got to just see it in action.
Yeah.
I'm
fully confident in my abilities.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll circle back.
If not you, then who?
Mm-hmm.
So I had a girl. I had actually a couple of people I went to high school with that got their sweat glands removed from their armpits so that they wouldn't ever smell under their armpits.
I didn't know you could do that.
Oh, yeah. You can do that.
Want to hear something weird about BO?
Yeah.
Maybe this is TMI, but it's like at this point, who gives?
Yeah.
After I had COVID, my BO started smelling completely different. And I don't know if it's my BO that changed or my smell.
Oh, I can't answer that.
But isn't that interesting?
That is interesting. I feel like
that's really the only thing that's changed.
In your Facebook group that talks all about your results of having COVID, has anyone talked about their BO? Maybe type that in on them if you haven't visited them in a while.
I forgot about the long COVID group.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. But it's interesting because I did lose my taste and smell.
I did not, which is crazy. I think I did for like 20 minutes.
Well, you didn't have like the first wave of COVID. I feel like that's the one where people really lost their taste and smell.
No, I guess you're right. That's when I got mono. And looking back, I'm like, was it mono or was it COVID? But I don't know. But no, that's true. I didn't get it that first time. Not until the end of 2020. I was like one of the last people that got it.
You really
oh
were.
My. I thought I wasn't going to get it.
I know.
That's crazy. That oh, prior. By the way, this is the 4-year, like almost to the day mark of COVID.
That's freaking.
Really sweeping the globe.
Oh my God, to the day.
Is it March 25th? It is. Oh my God. Yeah. No, it is. Today was today.
No, you know what's happened on March 25th? You know what March 25th is, don't you?
No.
A very sad day for a lot of people. You don't know?
No, I
don't. Zayn had left One Direction.
Oh, I didn't know that. 9 years ago today. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
So a lot of people are in mourning today.
A lot of people are in mourning today.
Mm-hmm. Myself included.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
But look at how much we got from, not Zayn, from all of them, kind of, except some. We got a lot of Harry because of.
We sure did. We sure did get a lot of Harry and some
because
of that too.
So that fateful day actually led us. One door closes. Yeah. And another one opens for a buttload.
It's like so, and I've been dealing with this a lot recently, so hard to find out that like, people who you like thought were best friends hate each other. There's just like nothing worse. That would be like if someone, like if we like hated each other.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be.
It's just like.
I get it. I'm trying to. I feel like I just had this happen with somebody and I was like, oh, I don't even. Oof. Wish I didn't know that.
Josh?
No. Great thing you brought up though. Because I watched like 4 episodes of that docuseries today.
Yeah, we need to talk about it.
We can put that in the TV part.
Okay, perfect.
Of today. Kind of have a lot to talk about.
Okay, pick one thing and start talking.
I really quickly want to circle back to like the manners of like taking your, the protocol of taking your shoes off on a plane.
Okay.
I had something happen to me last week. I posted on my Instagram story and I was getting a lot of feedback and I didn't have time to really review it. So I'm going to talk about it here today. And I really feel like we're not going to be in the same page place here. I was sitting in a restaurant. I was by myself. And this woman sitting next to me, right next to me, very close to me, keeps blowing her nose like 6 or 7 times. I wasn't even there for that long.
Mm-hmm.
Every 10 seconds, like big wet blows. And I was like, and if that's not enough for you, it was into a cloth napkin that she then at the end of her meal just put on the table. And it's not like people, your servers aren't wearing hazmat gear. You know, you shouldn't do that, I think. And so my rule of thumb I came up with sitting there is you get twice, take twice. You can blow your nose twice at a restaurant sitting at the table. That's kind of seems to me like a situation where it's not hard to get up and go to the bath. Like that's another thing where it's involving a lot of people very close to you and eating.
Particles. Oh, Connor, I couldn't agree more. I think you're not being strict enough.
Thank God. And then the cloth napkin.
I think
napkin.
It should be twice, but only if it's dry and not in the cloth napkin.
Oh my God. Wow. I did not expect us to be on the same page here. I was over-explaining myself.
100% agree. If it's wet, stay home.
If it's wet, stay home.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a great rule of thumb. But if you really need to go be at lunch, which I totally understand. I need to be at lunch, you know, mm-hmm. at a restaurant at lunch. Just get up.
Mm-hmm.
Get up and go to the bathroom or head over to Cafe Zyrtec. You know, don't eat at a brunch spot. I was having oatmeal. Do you think I want to hear that?
Right. Oatmeal is a horrible thing to be eating and listening to someone blow their nose. It's like a bowl of boogers.
I hadn't had oatmeal in a long time. And I was at a spot that I could tell makes a mean bowl of oatmeal. And I was not disappointed until the Mucinex monster sat down next to me. It was crazy. It was crazy. I almost said something. I didn't almost say something.
Sorry, Connor.
It's okay. I'm just shocked that we're on the same page there. I was expecting like a kind of a long back and forth.
No, I think it's honestly like crazy that people do it.
The cloth napkin thing blows my nose because it's like, it's like out of sight, out of mind, you know, for them.
There's something inherently wrong
if you
about
are
blowing your nose into a cloth napkin at a restaurant surrounded by patrons and waiters who will have to handle the cloth napkin.
If you were at your home, would you blow your freaking load into a cloth napkin? No.
Well, I never understood handkerchiefs ever in the first place.
Oh my God.
Like, why do you have a piece of fabric to hawk loogies into and blow your nose into?
Ew.
And then putting it back?
Oh, you're right.
And then offering it to others?
Oh my gosh. I'm getting actually PTSD.
This is a gross episode.
This is a gross episode. My grandma, Mimi, actually like has tissues in all her sleeves, all of her long sleeve. And she'll use it and then put it back in her sleep.
Yay.
I'm airing out all of my family's dirty laundry today. Literally. Okay, well, that's what I had. I also just want to circle back to last week really quick. Because I had like a celebrity-filled one night. Actually, 2 days. Last two days.
Oh, yeah. You need to fill us in.
So I think right after we finished our episode, I went and got ready because I was going to the Roadhouse movie mm-hmm. with Jake Gyllenhaal. And there was a lot of our friends there too. It was really fun. And I had seen him like the day before. I think I had seen him that day whenever we got on the phone, right? On the horn.
Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah, getting into his car, like leaving because I had a meeting at his hotel.
Oh, I think I missed that part.
And I was in the cafe and I saw him walk. I saw who I thought was him, but I was like, why is he so, Jake Gyllenhaal's in Buff. I forgot about the movie he's in
mm-hmm.
that where he had to get buff. He is huge.
Oh, he like kept the buffness. Usually they let it go.
He maintained the buffness. Yeah, no, it was remarkable. And he gets in his car and leaves. And then I saw him at the movie. I was like, it's like the head of this movie. We didn't meet him, but we met all the rest of the cast almost. And it was a great movie. met all the rest of the cast. I met Kenan Thompson, who was so nice.
That's awesome.
I did lie to Kenan Thompson and say that I read his biography and it was amazing.
Yeah.
And now it's time for our Good Neighbor Custom segment, which is brought to you by State Farm. When you get a new car or a new home, the first thing you might find yourself saying is, OMG, or I can't believe it, or how is this my life? But what you really want to say is the one thing that can get you the help you need. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm is there with the coverage you need for your car, your home, or even boats, motorcycles, RVs, and other things that matter to you. I've been having a hard time the past week or so with how much travel I've been doing. It's you know, to the airport, home from the airport, check into the hotel, leave something valuable at the hotel, have to call them, leave my phone in a car. It's a lot. It's a struggle. And even though the struggle was real this week, I am nominating the guy who drove me home in his car on Friday night from the reception I was at, and I'll get into that story later, who returned my phone to me on Sunday because he saved me a bunch of money. So obviously we all know that adulthood comes with these types of low-key struggles. What to cook for dinner, how to exercise more, ways to eat healthier. That one's weighing heavy on me, especially this week. And the list goes on, but luckily one of the parts of adulthood that doesn't have to be as complicated is insurance, thanks to State Farm. With a State Farm agent, you know someone is there to help you choose the coverage you need. With so many coverage options, it feels good knowing you can find what works best for you and your needs. And when you need ways to get help, State Farm gives you options there too. Whether it's in person or on the phone with your local agent or on statefarm.com or also on their award-winning app, State Farm lets you do things your way. State Farm is the good neighbor we all want and deserve. So when you need help protecting the things that matter most, remember to say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. I have not. I haven't gotten to it, but I'm sure it's
haven't gotten to it.
I haven't gotten to it. And then I met Jaime from Broad City, the guy who plays Jaime from Broad City, Arturo. He was there. He was so freaking nice. He's like, we look alike. And then we took a little.
Oh my God. Moment. Yeah.
Kinda.
Twins.
Kinda we do.
It's like the Bruno Mars family.
Yeah.
That's like the genre of lookalike. Yeah.
Phenotype.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And then
it's like the Bruno Mars phenotype of it all.
Yes. In the animal kingdom.
Was it this podcast where I discovered Bruno Mars' real name?
No. What is it?
Oh, it was Obsessed. Oh, this is freakish, Connor.
This would stick with me.
Gird your loins and buckle up.
They're girded and buckled.
Peter Gene Hernandez. Take all the time you need.
I hadn't really is changing his entire discography for him that his name is Peter. My dad's name is Peter.
That man is not a Peter.
That's not.
And
a
I
Peter.
Guess he knew that. He knew that too.
Oh, is he?
He had the foresight.
Mars? No. No, 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 no.
I'd love to know why he chose Bruno Mars.
Uptown Funk is not written by someone named Peter.
It is written by Peter Hernandez.
Oh, no. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. No.
Why was I talking about Bruno Mars on Obsessed?
I think you were talking about a cover on Glee. And
that's literally the only way it would ever come up. So that makes sense.
Well, I am a huge Bruno Mars fan. I don't know if I've talked about it on here, but I think he's like the next Michael Jackson to me. I think he's a great performer. I think I don't know much about his character, but I assume he's fun to hang out with. And I really think we are about to be in a Bruno Mars renaissance, and I can't wait personally. That's a guy that makes hits.
When was his last hit?
I don't know. I know that he's touring around with Anderson .Paak doing the DJ thing. Did you just hear? I just heard a monkey.
I didn't hear that.
Something evil is
afoot. Maybe it was Frankie.
Was she chirping?
I can't hear anything with my AirPods in. I'm deaf with my AirPods in.
Really?
I almost get hit by cars every 5 seconds if I'm walking with my AirPods in, and bikers from behind me too. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, and then I met Conor McGregor, who was also just like the nicest person I've ever met. You know my opening line to Conor McGregor?
My name's
hey,
Connor too. I mean,
how?
What else could you say?
Brooke, I go, I'm also Connor. And he was like,
yeah.
Literally like Make-A-Wish kid vibes. I was like, I'm also Connor. And
no,
I was,
he needed to know. He needed to know that.
I was like, but I have two ends and you have one. And he was like, okay. Okay. He was so, so nice. And like, we get to walk up to Conor McGregor. I guess he had security, but like, he's probably the most dangerous man in the room. He didn't need security. He's a huge fighter.
Right.
Yeah. They let me just like walk right up to him. Anyways, that was really cool. And then the next day, to a shock to most, including like some of my friends, my parents, I was on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen. I don't think I talked about it on here.
Walk us through that.
It was an opportunity that knocked very like kind of last minute. And I was the bartender, obviously.
What does it mean to be the bartender?
So to be the bartender, you're just like a young man who is standing behind the bar, and you get
usually like a familiar face?
Yeah. And you get like a couple moments on the show. I don't know what the origin story of the bartenders were, but like Lucas Gage has been a bartender. I feel like it's a good omen and it's like a really good opportunity. It was cool. And I was on it. I didn't know who was going to be on it until last minute too. And Andy came up to me and was the nicest person I've ever met. Like genuinely,
like a doll.
You know, when you can tell someone asks you a question and then like, it's not just to like,
he genuinely
asked you the question. He was like, oh, like follow up question. Like, oh really? Like, well, like it was so nice. He came up to me a couple times. Talk to me. He promoted Brooke and Connor make a podcast on Live. No, he said every Thursday, Brooke and Connor make a podcast. Oh, and he made some jokes. It was fun. It was so good. He's so good. And then
is
so
there
that
a
was
way
cool.
We can watch it?
Yeah, I think it's on YouTube, but it was on Bravo. So I think Bravo might post it. It was a great episode. There was Josh Lucas from Sweet Home Alabama and Palm Royale.
Right.
Now, the new show with Kristen Wiig was one of the guests. And then there was like a very famous chef that I'm spacing on his name, but he stole the show. It was so funny. And that was it. That was a blast. I was stoked. That was an unbelievable experience.
Wow. Connor, kiss your brain. You're doing so many cool things.
That was really cool. That was like one of my, even though like, I guess I kind of didn't do anything. Now that I'm like,
yeah, you did. I mean, just being there is crazy.
It was cool. It was cool to be there. That's
like being asked to be the bartender.
Yeah. It was
not
crazy.
Not just everyone gets to be the bartender.
But that was really cool. And then I went to Austin and I ordained the wedding, which was an experience too.
Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, I got like, this is the 1 week without any comedy shows, but I didn't realize that like, I was going to have to write like kind of a low key set for this, ordaining this wedding.
I was wondering if you were going to go like comedy or like more serious.
It was an almost even split.
Perfect.
And a lot of people DM'd me after the close friends episode last week when I talked about it. And they were like, here's a template. You just swap out the personal story part or like stories with them. And it eventually ended up being completely mine. After I like looked at everybody's, I got the vibe of what the speech looks like. I was just worried about like, is this too long? Is this too, it felt short. And also this sucks. Right when I went out there, I was supposed to get mic'd up, but like the guy with the mic to put the mic in my shirt, like never showed up. And obviously I didn't memorize the speech. So I've got my little book. There's no podium. And the mic they gave me was like a handheld mic. So I'm reading this book.
Oh God.
I'm holding a mic and then I'm grabbing the notebook with the other hand, turning the page. And like halfway through the wedding planner ran up like so angry and like put the mic stand in front of me. And I was like, hey lady, I'm a comedian. I was so used to holding the mic at my shows. I didn't even think, oh, use the mic stand. I took the mic off the stand. So like in between when I turned the page, everybody heard like that's the sound.
Right.
Of the page.
Comedy in itself.
It was funny, but all the dead air when I was turning the page, I'm like, geez, I'm like a carpal tunnel over here.
Can you guys cut this?
I was being Brooke. I was being like all the time. I was like, oh, I'm gonna get tennis elbow from turning. Shut up, shut
Oh,
up,
you were
shut
annoying
up.
yourself.
I was annoying myself. Everybody was like, that was awesome. That was like really heartfelt. But I in my head, I was like, oh my God. And I almost started crying like right away, right when I got up there. So then I
Did
was
you cry
embarrassed.
at all?
No, I was like, get a damn grip, bro. Get through this because the minister can cry at the end, maybe a little bit. Like, you two are some of my best friends, but I started with crying. Shut
Oh, that's
up.
sweet, Connor.
Oh my gosh. I've been fragile this week. I've been really fragile, but it was great. The wedding was the most fun ever. I posted 25 times on my Instagram story. We were just like having so much fun. It was just such a fun wedding.
Oh, that's great.
I did leave my phone in an Uber.
Right.
Like, and I, it was one of those things. I think I told you about it the other day. Like, I've done this before where you and get out of the Uber and you're by yourself and immediately you're like, my phone is in that car. And I'm like,
Let
I
me
what
just
I
call.
let me just call, but it's not let me just call. It was like, okay, now I don't have a phone.
Right. That
I
was the
can't con
irony of that.
I can't contact him. And then like when I went to log into Uber on other people's phones, it's like, let me send you two-factor authentication to your other device. I don't have that device.
Right.
I don't have that device.
How did you get around that?
The next morning, I had to go to the Apple store at the mall the day of the wedding. I had to go to the Apple store at the mall. And they're like, okay, cool. We just need your phone, your other phone. I am at the Apple store because I don't have a phone, actually. It was like everything needed the phone. I'm like, what do people do when they lose their phone? They gave me a Nokia like brick phone. I had to call 1-800 T-Mobile. And they said, you got to be an authorized user. So I had to call my dad. My dad had to make me an authorized user on a T-Mobile account. Then I had to call T-Mobile back. They put me on like an hour and a half hold. I don't have a phone. I'm literally just like sitting around with my dick in my hand for like 2 hours in the Apple store and just like looking around. I don't look around at stuff anymore. Like, we don't have to do that. We have phones. I don't want to look around at stuff. And I'm just sitting there like, I tried the new VR set. It was cool. I like played with photo booth. For a while,
That's
throughout all the
always
new
fun. Did you leave
features
any photos of yourself there?
on every computer.
That's good.
Yeah, I set it as the screensaver for a bunch too.
Yeah, you had to.
But finally, I got in, and then I contacted the Uber driver, and he's like, "Oh yeah, I have your phone. I hear I'm at this address." And I was like, "I can't get it today. I got to get it after the wedding."
Hey guys, we're gonna take a short break to thank one of our sponsors, Alo Moves. A holistic approach to wellness is essential to daily life now more than ever. And that's why I love Alo Moves. They're my go-to for all things wellness and self-care, so I can keep my personal wellness routine on track.
From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has a flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day. Trying to get in a good sweat? Then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates workouts with or without weights.
Or find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, dry brushing, and journaling for those quiet moments. When it comes to sleep, it's just as important as fitness and nutrition. Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Alo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer. I've been loving the 10-minute guided sound bath meditations. They've been super helpful in allowing me to de-stress even just for 10 minutes.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use code BNC for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code BNC, alomoves.com, code BNC. Then I got it on yesterday. I drove out to like a place I've never been in Austin. And, he was in the back room of a gas station office and was not even the guy that was on my Uber profile. I'm like, I don't know like what the deal was here. Here is $25 crisp cash. Don't spend it all at once. And I picked up my phone and I headed out. And now I'm gonna so at the Apple store I had to buy a new phone. So now I got this new phone and I'm gonna go return it.
Oh, so you did get a new phone.
I had to get a new phone to transfer my info over so I could log back into all of my accounts so that I could access my Uber account.
You had to get a new phone just to sign in your Uber account.
I had to get a new phone to get my old phone back. I took the
There
boat to
has to
work.
be a better way.
Yeah. Like, I know that it's dangerous not to set up two-factor authentication, but I fuck it. I'm never doing it again. I hate
No,
that. It
that's
was
insane.
so horrible. And like, there's, I have my ID. I have my ID on me. Can you just check my ID and see that I am me? How can I be more me than my ID? I just need to log into my stuff. So I don't like, I just cannot let that ever happen again. I don't think that I'm strong enough
I
to
guess
take
it's a little comforting
knowing
that it's
what.
hard to break into our stuff.
That's true. No, it is. And like, I am going to do it again, but sheesh, Louise. I like that was such a, well, the reason I had to go get a new phone, Brooke, sorry, I should have explained this, is that my wedding speech was on my phone in my iCloud thing. And to log into your iCloud, you need to be able to log into your Gmail as your backup email. To log into your Gmail, you need to log into your other backup email. They need to send the code to your phone. I couldn't access any additional thing that I needed to do, needed some other thing that needed an additional thing to do.
Surely your computer could have helped. Did you not
It
have
didn't.
it?
No, I don't have it.
Horrible.
Yeah, I left it at my house. So here we are. I have my new phone and I have my old phone,
And your
and
old
that
one.
my new phone is getting returned because you know what? I have AppleCare too. For the first time in my life, I went to the Apple store with AppleCare and they said, we just need to log you to your iCloud account to use your AppleCare. And I was like, I am going to kill myself in front of you.
This is horrible. We like have to move on. It's stressing me out so bad.
Oh, sorry. I'm done. I'm
No, that's
done.
okay. That's it's an insane story. You have the highest tolerance for stress.
No,
Yes, you
Brooke,
do.
I was about to cry. I was like,
I
please
wouldn't
just
have
be.
gotten, I would have had no phone. I would have kept the Nokia.
Well, no. It was about the wedding speech that was on that phone. I couldn't, I didn't
I would
have it
have rewritten
memorized.
it. I would have rewritten it rather than gone through any of that.
Oh, I don't know why, right. Writing the wedding speech was harder than anything I've ever, I think because of the pressure of like, it's their one day and their
Yeah.
parents are there and their family's there. My parents were there. I was like, it's gotta be good. It was fun. But anyways, how have you been since the last time I saw you? I feel like I could go on and on and on.
I've really, Connor, nothing doing whatsoever.
Nothing.
I can't think of one thing that I've done besides sit and be on my phone.
I love that
It's
though.
sick. It's sickening.
Sometimes
And
I
when
don't
I'm
even.
like, do something else, I told you my addiction to my phone is so bad. It's like I'm actively thinking in my head, like, stand up, open the window, can't. And if
Yeah,
I do
no.
end up standing up and opening the window, I'm looking at my phone.
I was
There's
having this.
nothing on my phone. I can't stress that enough. No one's texting me. No one's calling me. I've already done the Wordle. I've already done the connections. I've already done strands. Okay. I've done it all. There's nothing there for me. Can't look. I need, it's like I need the UV frequency of the light rays soaking into my eyes or I'll die.
I know when I look at my parents while I'm at home, I'm like, whoa, I've been in the same spot and they've like been like doing stuff. I'm like, what are you guys doing? Why are you on your phone? It's mind blowing. I don't like it's a we broke. We need to
I mean, it's
like on a
so
serious,
not.
on like a very serious note, it's kind of, it's getting bad. Like this is like a medical addiction.
No, I'm telling you, I've been trying to convey like how bad it is. It feels very medical. It feels chemical.
I'm in the same boat. I was downstairs. My dad's talking to me, and when I'm looking at him, I'm like, "Oh my gosh, when is this sentence going to end? I need to get on it, like, look at Instagram."
I'll
I'm like, "No."
literally like be with my friends and they'll be talking to me and I'm like thinking in my head, someone's talking to you. Look them in the eye and get off your phone, and I can't.
I can't either, bro. I was actually that was kind of something that was crazy about me losing my phone this week, and it was like, "Oh my God, yes." Finally, like all of those unopened texts are going to be out of my. I felt like broke the shackles of my phone.
Oh my
But then I was
God.
there. You go through genuine withdrawals. I was like, no, but I need it back.
No, I'll shake. I'll literally shake.
I bite the inside of my lip.
I think my goal, because I'm going to Florida tomorrow, and so I'll be playing backgammon with Pop-Up a lot. My goal is going to be to put my phone on the other side of the room during backgammon.
That is a really, really sensational goal that you've just said. And
Thank you.
I'm gonna do the same when I go play pickleball after
Yeah,
this.
phone, leave it in the car.
Leave it at home.
Leave it at home.
I've been doing that. So when I wake up in the morning, when I go downstairs, I do not take my phone downstairs. The only issue is that like people actually, I owe people responses on like work stuff. So, and then I'm like, no, but I'm disconnecting. He's like, you really, like, there's some stuff you need to connect. You need to respond to those emails,
mm-hmm.
you know? So it's like, it's so weird. Like when I'm like so down to disconnect, it's when I owe people
right
signatures and stuff like that. And it's like, no, actually, no, I'm actually disconnecting right now. So surely you understand.
Here's the thing, Connor.
Yeah.
Sometimes I want to go on a walk to clear my head with and completely unplug, but I need my music.
You need your music.
Bring back iPods so I can listen to my music without the temptation of social media and what have you.
You know how sick in the head I am? I always think, well, what if I see something that is like a great piece of content and like it could change my career? It'd be irresponsible for me not to take my phone on this walk.
What possibly could change your life on your walk?
If I saw somebody, or like one time I was halfway through my walk and I heard some sea lions and I was like, what if there's a sea lion like out
doing? Bring a digital camera.
No, we need, Brooke, we need an iPod Touch. Like that would solve a lot of stuff.
No, but I'll figure out how to
jailbreak it. You'll jailbreak it.
I'll jailbreak it. And also it's the just scrolling on the on my phone that gives me the serotonin or whatever, dopamine or whatever. So I'd be able to just scroll back and forth on the iPod Touch.
This is two people
no
talking about
feature.
Needing to go to rehab, by the way. This is like literally what we're saying.
No, we need to go to the wilderness. We need to go to the wilderness and be able to fend for ourselves fully. Be able to, we need to fish for our food and scavenge for berries and build.
That actually sounds really awesome. Would need to make
no
a TikTok.
Technology.
Would
no,
need
you
to
can't.
Make a TikTok. Would need, Brooke, if you're fishing,
you're
I'm gonna have to post it on my Instagram story. Like that's hilarious. I would have
you're
to.
You're gonna have to just take it in with your eyes.
That would be
take a mental picture of me fishing. If it means
it
that much
ir-
to you,
it would be irresponsible.
Hey, do a sketch. Do a sketch of me fishing.
Brooke, I'm not gonna do a sketch of you. I'm
oil
gonna
painting.
Film you. Oh, I could bring a digital camera. Literally, that's where it all
no,
began.
We're not doing tech.
No tech. We're not doing tech right now.
No.
Okay. I want to talk.
What is this new face? Are you?
Huh?
You're doing a new impression.
You're
doing a weird voice and then you're going, okay.
I don't know. Like every now and then my body reinvents itself. It's like puberty.
I've never seen you do this before.
It's like personality puberty. It changes. Okay. I have to talk about something really quick because I just realized, right. Did you see all the paintings behind me?
Very pretty.
Painted them in high school.
This is a perfect opportunity for you to get back into painting when we go into the wilderness.
Oh my gosh, you're right. Wait, I want to show you this one of this girl on a deserted beach. This is you fishing for your food. Hang on.
Let's see. Wow, you really did love like a good water landscape. Oh my god, is she naked?
Yeah, she is topless. I didn't realize I painted a topless woman. She's wearing a very tasteful lei.
Yeah, and her hair is covering. Oh no, it's the lei. You made that?
Yeah. It's fantastic. I'm looking at it now.
You should get back into painting, Connor. That's really good.
It's really good.
Wow, you really like kind of, she is curvy.
Yeah.
You really put some detail into that.
I really did. That is something that will be really eye-opening for a lot of people on mm-hmm. YouTube when they see my painting of a naked woman.
A beautiful, gorgeous figure.
Woman in nature, not a phone in sight, just having a good time, fishing for her food.
Yeah.
This is someone who's taking the boat to work and is really enjoying it.
Yeah. Damn. Thank you for sharing.
Happy to. The rest are just kind of globs.
They're really good. I'm serious. You should start painting again.
I would like to. I know. I want to on my patio.
I was just about to say your patio would be the perfect place.
Yeah, it would be really nice. I was gonna say this really quick. I'm at home and with my parents, and I had like a next level frustrating experience today re-signing them into all of their streaming services.
Oh my god, I can't even imagine. You need a drink.
What's our password for Hulu? Why would I know your password for Hulu? We went through all of the passwords for Hulu. Oh, you know what? I was thinking of HBO Max. They don't have Hulu. I said, okay, I'm gonna go upstairs for a little bit. I need to go upstairs. You don't want to get mad about
something. You don't want to get mad, but it's so dealing with people of a different generation and technology is truly nothing worse. Truly.
There's not, I mean, it was mind blowing, that experience. It was like, I took like 2 full hours and it felt like, oh, like imagine being a member of the Geek Squad and having to roll up to houses all day, and all day you are like met with the patients of an insane asylum, that level of signing them into their, oh, what's my password? Did you write it down anywhere? Do you remember where you wrote it down? Because then I can help you, but I cannot. The Geek Squad members,
they shouldn't have to pay taxes.
No, they should really, you know, they should, we should do something for the members of the Geek Squad.
We should
squad.
Have a day.
For the Geek Squad. For the Geek Squad. For
Let's reclaim March 25th. Let's reclaim March 25th, the day of for Geek Squad the Appreciation
Geek,
Day.
Geek Squad Appreciation Day. Geek Squad Service Members Day. I think they should get to eat free somewhere. What's mm-hmm. a good place for them to get?
IHOP.
I think they should get a free stack. All Geek Squad members get yep. a free stack. I'm going to take them. Let's take a
Our
moment.
Heroes. Yep.
Let's take a moment to think of the members of the Geek Squad and their service and how many fallen Geek Squad members we've had in years to come. Thank you, Geek Squad.
Thank you. It's beautiful. I'm glad. I love when we take moments to honor.
I think that there's a lot of really special people that put a lot, like you would have to, you would genuinely have to be like a level of patient, like they're kind of teachers in a way, because they do have to show up somewhere, troubleshoot,
100%.
Walk people through things. That is someone that I really, really, there's something for, there's a lid for every pot. Mm-hmm. I could not do that job. I don't have it in me.
No, it's me neither. That seems really, really, really challenging. And I have no patience in general for anything, but that I can't even imagine. Like whenever I'm FaceTiming with my mom and she'll like close out of the FaceTime and not be able to figure out how to get back in, I'm deep breathing until she comes back.
Or when they call you and you call them right back and then it goes to voicemail and then you call again and it rings and just goes to voicemail. Did you, as soon as we hung up, chunk your phone and like across the room? I know that you're holding it still. It's like they go, oh, they're gone. And then they just move on with their day.
Just, there's nothing. What's scary is that it'll be us one day.
Can't.
And then people
that.
Are going to lose patience with us. And that's what's scary.
I do wonder, like with technology and stuff, like now they're putting the neural links in people's brains. And I'm like, no, I would never do that. Like, I wonder if there's a generation of people that are going to be like, we're Gen Alpha. Of course we microchipped our brains. You know, like that's going to be.
There will be.
I know. And I'm not going to do that. I don't see that in my right. future at all.
Right. So we'll be the ones that are old.
I'm really like sick to my stomach that I even said, I'm not like that template of stuff. I think we mm-hmm. talked about. I it's still happening. I don't know how
that is the worst trend that's ever been born.
You don't even have to say the words. Like that's how it comes. That's how it. That's what I hear.
And you know what? There hasn't even been one funny parody of it either. Like it's that bad that you can't even parody it because the parodies are annoying.
No, the parodies that are like. We're a mom and daughter and we hang out. Of course we borrow each other's clothes. The next one was like, we're a mom and daughter. You need to move out. And it's like, no, mom, you're supposed to say something nice. Shut up. That one, like those ones are like, oh no, you're supposed to say something nice.
Almost worse than the originals, if I may.
I know, because it's like they're actually putting in effort to be parodizing. What do you mm-hmm. call it? Like in the past tense? The parodying.
What?
Parodying.
Yeah.
Is that it? Parodying?
Yeah, I guess.
You
know what I'm thinking about? We said something in an ad that has I have not been able to stop thinking about.
What?
We said something about like walking in flip-flops or something in one of the ads. Do you remember those like squishy flip-flops?
Yeah, that could float.
Yeah, squishy floaty flip-flops. Hold on.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know exactly
like shiny.
What I'm talking about?
They're like shiny and you want to take a bite out of them.
Floaties. You remember these?
Yep.
I have been ever since we talked about the flip-flops in that ad, I can't stop thinking about putting these on after getting out of the pool because for whatever reason, they were always like the swimming shoes and then like walking back the bunk at camp with these shoes on and having
the sound.
The sound. And also you can't walk straight. You're slipping and sliding everywhere and having to walk up the hill in the floaties. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. So that's been a sensation that's been sticking with me for the last 45 minutes as I just keep thinking about me in those floaties. Bring them back.
Yeah. I want to take those are something that I want to chew on. You know, when people are like, remember those pool noodles and they always had a bite taken out of them? Mm-hmm. Right now, in this moment, I'm going to admit that was me. Like if you saw
a Connor, pool floaty, you did not even have to tell us that.
If you saw a pool floaty with a big chunk out of it, that was me. I came to your pool and I did that across the nation. I came out and I chewed on it for hours. The way that I'm not scared of microplastics in my body at all because I was intentionally chewing and swallowing them.
I'm not scared of microplastics. I'm scared of what else is on them.
Like, what do you mean?
Just like from kids handling them and
the being pool noodles,
the pee water and such. I just like don't feel like eating a pool noodle. Microplastics aside,
mm-hmm.
is like yeah. the good kind of bacteria.
Yeah, I guess DSDF, of course. But I was never scared of things in a pool because chlorine is like killing everything, I feel like.
Well, you think that, and then you work at a pool and a kid poops in the pool and the chlorine doesn't kill it. Like the length like you have to go through, you have to shock the pool.
Yeah, okay. Scary. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a different way to look at it. I guess, yeah, I hadn't considered.
So who's to say that there hasn't been poop that someone didn't clock?
Speaking of, we, as a college, all my college friends were at this thing this weekend, this wedding, and we were talking because there was an event that we had at my college house at some point. It was like a pregame or something. We had a couple of people there. Some were our close friends, some weren't. At some point, I went into the bathroom and I smelled something, and there was a turd on the ground. And I came out, I got my other roommate, and I was like, no way, right? No way. And he goes, no, that's a turd. That's a human turd. We didn't have a dog. It was a human turd. And we had only had a handful of people at this pregame. And I had to get my other roommate to like go pick it up and put it, you know, flush the turd. And we this weekend pieced together who it was. And I like, obviously I'm not going to say it, but it was groundbreaking. It was a groundbreaking discovery. And the person it was, I never,
ever, never in a million years.
No. A million guesses. I never would have guessed that she left the turd.
She, her, hers.
She, her, hers. Oh my gosh. It was crazy.
Was there a reason for it? Was it on purpose?
No, this girl who did this, like, is the most proper, like, buttoned up, well dressed mom of the friend group. So happy, overjoyed all the time, does not poop. Like if there was ever a girl that did not poop, it was this girl. And
yet she poops on the floor, no less.
So my thought is that she snuck in during the pregame. It's not a party, so there were not that many people there. And I think she was like, oh, I'm stinking up this joint. I need to go quick. And I think like she really didn't pinch all the way. And there was still a straggler in there. And it must have dropped to the floor.
When
she must have like she must like shaken it out of her her pants. I don't know. I don't know her story.
Because
I didn't talk to her. I don't know the story, but I was able to lock in a culprit, and that is bunny. I couldn't be happier to know who it is. Like I was, no one was mad because
even crack the case.
It wasn't an act of malice. It was definitely like an act of necessity. So I wasn't ever mad. I was able to crack the case because she, many years later, mentioned it to someone that was at this wedding.
Oh, I thought this happened at the wedding.
No. This happened in college. I had forgotten about it.
I thought it happened this weekend.
No. It was in college, in my college house. That's what I was saying. And we were having a pregame. That's what... Oh, sorry if I wasn't clear. But yeah.
It
was something that had happened and was so crazy that I actually had blocked it out of my memory. Because it was the bathroom right next to my room. And when someone else brought it up, I was like, oh my God, I forgot about that.
Wow. Were you ever able to look at her the same?
Well, I just learned that new information. So TBD.
I'm so confused. You just learned it this weekend?
We found out who it was this weekend.
Okay. Okay, now I'm starting to put the pieces together.
We didn't know who it was up and like no one knew except the person that she had told, and that person told us at breakfast on Sunday morning.
Understood. Understood.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
We had something similar to that in my high school. There was the Shawcross Shitter. We had a building at our school called Shawcross Hall, which is just like where the auditorium and cafeteria and stuff was. And so every day at 3 o'clock, somebody would find a poop like on the toilet, not in it. So like clockwork, the Shawcross Shitter would shit.
I love when people name like a repeat criminal. The Shawcross Shitter. Okay, keep going.
But no one knew who the Shawcross Shitter was.
It was like
just
it was like
every time.
It was like A in Gossip Girl.
It was literally A in Pretty Little Liars.
Pretty Little Liars.
Until Connor, the seniors every year, there's a senior meeting for worship where only the seniors get the opportunity to stand up and share. And the Shawcross Shitter stood up at meeting for worship, which, by the way, is supposed to be like a, oh, like if you're moved by the light of God, stand up. And he confessed to being the Shawcross Shitter.
Well, he was moved to the light of God.
He was moved by the light. And saw him at my birthday party in LA a few years ago. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, the Shawcross Shitter.
By the way, super super normal guy.
It's always the ones you least expect.
No, but I maybe would have expected it from him because he's like a merry prankster of sorts. I don't know too well, but
I have to say one more shitting story.
Yeah, oh please.
There was a guy not at my high school that would this girl and this guy broke up and it was like one of his best friends, and so every party they would go to, this girl would drive to and he would poop on her windshield of her car. And I think it was like a 6-7 time situation.
That's just like I wouldn't want to do that to someone that I was romantically involved with. Like I would never want them to see that.
No,
side
I
of me.
I no 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 this is
or
this,
I guess to anyone.
This was the this is a friend of the people that were romantically involved.
Oh my God, I don't know why I can't follow anything.
I really feel like I'm not connecting the dots well. But we should wrap up on that.
Okay.
Note.
Damn.
I do want to say we need to get better at including the TV recaps because I want people to join us in our TV recaps as we talk about them. So join close friends, I think, because I think we're gonna do a lot of TV talk.
Yeah, I need to talk about the Nickelodeon doc.
Yeah, our recapulations are coming up in close friends, but things we're watching right now. I'm personally watching Palm Royale, The Gentlemen, and the Nickelodeon docuseries. So if you want to chime in, I post a lot on my Snapchat story. Perfect. Brooke, what are you watching?
I only have watched the Nickelodeon documentary because I can't seem to get into television as a form of media recently, but I did love and want to discuss.
Wow. I was about to go on a run today and the Drake one came up. His episode came up.
When he sits down.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
Let's talk about it in the bonus.
I couldn't leave my house. Okay.
We'll I know.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right.
Okay. Oh,
okay.
See, there it is again.
Okay. All right. We'll see you in the bonus.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
This week on Close Friends.
Oh, wow. It was a nice place he picked. And then I had two drinks. Somehow I was like kind of drunk for some reason. And I feel embarrassed. And I was like, but a lot of killing, kind of.
I'm used to violence. With Dan Schneider, it's like...
it's so sadistic.
He is so, so disgusting.
Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.